You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, I want to talk about setting the right goals for success, because a lot of the people that I've been speaking with my one-on-one coaching, as well as on my Instagram page, have been asking me how to set up goals and not feel stressed out, not feel overwhelmed. So I wanted to address this issue because a lot of people are only setting professional goals, for example, business goals or personal goals. And that's a bit of an issue, because if you only set up one type of goal for yourself, you're going to be bound to experience some issues with that specific goal. And when that happens, you have nothing else to look forward to. And that's when you're going to get stressed out, when you're going to get demoralized. So before we get started, please subscribe to the podcast. First off, doesn't matter what platform you're listening to the podcast on, there's going to be a way for you to subscribe so you can stay in touch and make sure that you get all my episodes when I release them. And also share this episode with someone that you know has been struggling with goal setting and with moving forward in life. It will help them and it will help you to grow together as a unit. So point number one, we want to set a health and fitness goal for yourself, okay? You want to keep in shape until you're old. There's a saying that says you want to die as late as possible, but as young as possible as well. You want to feel young even when you're 70, 80 years old. So when you take care of your health, everything else will be better for you. You're going to have more energy to tackle the most important things in your life. You're going to have more energy and passion for the people around you. Overall, it's going to be a much better life for you. So before anything else, commit to setting a health and fitness goal for yourself. Second, business goals. Now, of course, this page, this podcast is for people that want to do more in life. So if you're an entrepreneur, for example, or even if you want to climb the corporate ladder, you want to have those types of business goals. You want to secure a great future for yourself and for your family members, for your loved ones and the people and the things you care about. So once you have a set business goal, just keep on hammering that and don't start trying to do different things all the time. Keep on building on one specific goal. You'll see that great things will happen over time. All right. Also, you want to set a learning goal. All right. You want to make sure to keep an open mind. And that is something that's very important, not only from a personal perspective. Of course, you want to be an interesting individual that knows a lot of things. You want to be able to connect the dots in the long run. It will help your business as well. But also because the more you learn, the more you keep an open mind, the younger you will feel. Just like as a health and fitness goal, that will make you feel younger from a body perspective, learning every day will make you feel young from a mind perspective. This is super important, okay? And also, you want to have relationship goals. You want to enjoy life at its fullest with those that you love. So it's not only about someone that you love in a relationship, but also your friendships. You want to be able to create meaningful relationships with the people around you. As I said, it's important for you to share good experiences with someone else, because life is all about sharing things with those you love, making sure that you leave a positive impact in this planet. Now, why do we have four different goals? Some days you will feel sick, okay? Maybe you wake up in the morning, you have an awful cold, and if all you cared about was your health and fitness, nothing will really make sense to you, right? And the same thing, if all you cared about was your business, and something happens to your business. Maybe you get a bad review on your e-commerce product. Maybe you lose a couple of clients for your agency. If all you cared about was your business, you will feel awful for that day, for the next few days, and for a very long time, actually. So as long as you have these four pillars, they're growing consistently together. If some of these goals will, you know, fail to bring you happiness and joy for a couple of days, you have everything else to look forward to and to be hopeful about. And until next time, up your game.